Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend, everybody. Good to have you along as we have another Focus on Community this weekend. Jenny Hamilton with the Vigo County Fair joined us today. Jenny, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. So what is your official title, job, curse with the county fair?
So I help them with their marketing and their events throughout the year, bringing different things to the fairgrounds and working with, you know, getting the buildings filled up every weekend and bringing stuff to our community.
So did your job get easier now that the fair is going to be a little bit shorter this year?
Oh man, I wish I could say it did, but it really didn't. You know, we've had to take a whole year's worth of planning and basically throw it out the door and start fresh.
Yeah, really. How much of this did you already have done, set in stone, that you had to go back and cancel and or change now?
Yeah, so basically after last year's fair, or after every fair, you know, that's when we start planning for the new fair.
Right.
You know, so going in, you know, into August and September, you know, we start thinking about what went well or what didn't and what events we want to bring back or what we don't want to bring back. So for the most part, by the first of the year, we kind of know exactly what we're going to have, what we're going to do. So, you know, at this point, you know, we're just kind of, we had to just back up and punt.
Now, there's been a lot of folks, because you're not the only one. Obviously,
yeah,
there's 92 counties in the state. Some counties have just 4-H fairs. Some counties have county fairs, you know, the Ferris wheel and all that kind of stuff. And then some combine it, like we do in Vigo County. So, I mean, what was that conversation like when you guys all got together and decided, gee, what can we really do? I mean, you know, because you had a lot of stuff already set and ready to go.
Right. So with Vigo County, it's a little bit different than most because Vigo County is a privately owned property. So we actually just house the Purdue Extension 4-H program on our facility. And we work hand in hand with them. So basically, you know, once the coronavirus kind of hit, we had to take a step back and let them kind of make some decisions as to what they wanted to do. And, you know, we had to do the same financially and all those kind of things. There's just so much that plays into it. That for all counties, there's just so many questions that we couldn't answer, you know, not knowing, you know, what the social distancing guidelines were going to be, not knowing, you know, what Purdue was going to hand down to 4-H and what our county was going to hand down to us, not on top of what like the governor had handed down. So, you know, we really have a great working relationship with our Purdue Extension and the 4-H Council. So we're thankful for that. But right now we're just still trying to work together to make, you know, make it the best that we can make for all the kids.
And of course, there's a lot of events that everybody plans on going to see during the county fair every year. And some of those aren't going to happen and some are, but they're just not going to be, because I forget what day. We used to have like a couple of nights of demo derbies and now you've only got 3 nights this year.
Yep. So, you know, typical fair, we have something every night. But that just wasn't going to be feasible this year financially or, you know, just schedule-wise to schedule things, you know, the rest of the week. So we narrowed it down to 3 days. We felt like that was a great compromise. So Friday night, we're going to have July 10th. We'll have a truck and tractor pull. We are super excited because, you know, this is going to be one of the first things out of the gate, you know, as far as tractor pulls and things like that are concerned. Nobody else has had one. And July 4th is kind of the open update.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really hopeful that, you know, we'll have a big crowd. We know we're going to have tons of trucks and tractors because those guys are itching to come out and, you know, and pull because they haven't went anywhere all year. Saturday night, we are super excited because we are going to have a Country Fried concert with Dylan Schneider, Corey Cox, Big Country, and Reese Phillips. So it's going to be a super fun night. Advanced tickets are $15, $20 at the door. And then we're going to have a mechanical bull, bungee jumping, axe throwing. Of course, all the fun fair foods are still going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to do a Country Fried car show that day. So we're super excited to be able to, you know, have all kinds of fun with the cars and antique and on up to new cars. So we're super excited about that. And then Sunday, we're bringing back the World of Outlaws to the fair. Originally, that was supposed
to be
very
popular.
It was supposed to be a huge thing because we hadn't had the World of Outlaws sprint cars back to the fair for a long time. So we were all so excited until, of course, the coronavirus kind of hit us. So, but they are still coming and we'll have a big crowd for that.
The axe throwing, I think that sounds very good. I like that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. I think there'll be a lot of good things to do. And, you know, everybody was kind of upset that we weren't going to have a full-fledged fair, but, you know, we only had so much we could do. And, you know, we just decided that those were three events that we could continue to plan and do. And, you know, and was popular amongst the community. So we're super excited to be able to offer at least a little bit of something. And like I said, the country concert, you know, all big names have really basically gotten canceled. So we're super excited about that.
Yeah, not necessarily to point out a negative, but, you know, the Midway.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
No, and that wasn't on our part. We, you know, went back and forth as to whether it was socially responsible to even have a carnival, whether it wasn't. But at the end of the day, it wasn't us that made the decision not to have it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of factors that play into, you know, him coming. You know, he's from Georgia, so it's not something that...
Him, when you say him, we're talking...
Drew Exposition.
Okay.
Yeah, so... there's just a lot of factors.
They've been part of the fair for a long time.
Oh my gosh, since the 50s. Yeah. I mean, since we basically had the fair. So, you know, we were very disappointed, but, you know, he had the fair before us canceled, the fair after us canceled. And, you know, to make something like that work logistically, you know, it just wasn't going to be feasible for him to come up for one county fair in a matter of a month. So, you know, we understand and, you know, we support his decision and hopefully next year will be different and he'll come back and we'll be bigger and better than ever.
And of course, for the carnival, those folks, it's only 3 nights.
Right.
And they're normally there, what, 6, 7,
yes,
something like that.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah. So, you know, unfortunately, like I said, it's a big draw. And we hate that they weren't able to come. But on the same sense, you know, there was a lot of question as to whether it was the right thing to do, whether it wasn't. And we felt like having the three events was still a good compromise.
And let's face it, no, whether you want to admit it or not, money makes the world go around. And it's kind of hard for them to make any money on just 3 nights as opposed to 6 or 7.
Yeah, so, they can't justify it.
Yeah, because there's about a day or two of set up and then tear down.
Oh, yeah. There, you know. Sometimes they come and set up, you know, 3 and 4 days before the fair even gets here. So, yeah, and like I said, with no place to go previous, you know, they have a set kind of... schedule they follow, you know, that they make the loop around, you know, all, they come up through, you know, Kentucky and Indiana, and then they make a kind of a loop around back home. So unfortunately, like I said, with everyone else canceling, I know he had over 22 weekends or fairs booked and over half of them had canceled on him. So
yeah, that's gotta hurt.
You know, unfortunately, I mean, he's hurting and, you know, financially and everything, just like everybody else is.
Money makes the world go around, and only 3 days for you guys. This is not a taxpayer funded event. Like you said, the Vigo County Fairgrounds is privately held. This is a private organization. It's a combination that you work with Purdue to do the 4-H part there at the same time, but this is still a private operation.
Correct.
How hard is it for you guys to do this and not take a huge bite?
Well, thankfully, we have great sponsors like Duke Energy that they have really stepped up this year. And
yeah, that Rick Berger guy, he's great at writing checks.
He's a pretty good dude. We're thankful.
If you need money on your light bill, call Rick Berger and he'll be... But anyway.
Yeah, no, we have some great sponsors that have stepped up and really helped. And we're just, you know, some of them obviously have had to back out and we totally respect that. You know, Bain Equipment has stepped up to support the tractor pull in a big way. And so there's just a lot of people out there that are still, you know, believe in the fair and believe in what we're doing and, you know, keeping the property nice and maintained for the 4-H, you know, program to be able to come in and use it. So we're super thankful that we still have sponsorships, you know, that we were able to keep even through the pandemic.
And it's hard for them too, because let's face it, a lot of those sponsors are having business problems just like everybody else, because they've either had part or all of their business shut down now for the past month or so.
Yeah, I actually own Bliss Bridal and, you know, a hair salon, and we were shut down for 2 months.
You're not doing anything.
And, you know, originally I had planned to be able to do a small sponsorship for the fair for the kids and everything. And I said, you know, at this point, you know, we're just trying to get our feet back underneath us, and you know, so sometimes it's tough. So we understand.
When we talk about, okay, obviously if the Midway's not there, are we still gonna have the you know, I mean, you gotta have elephant ears.
Oh yeah.
You gotta have corn dogs.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you can guarantee we're still gonna have the same food vendors that want to come. We did not limit that. So there are still going to be plenty of food options, and we're still opening up for outdoor vending. So we're not going to have the exhibit hall or what we consider the exhibit hall open per se, but we are going to open up some space outside for social distancing purposes to be able to provide anyone that wants to come and set up a business or something. They can still do that. It's just going to be outside.
When we talk food too, of course, there's the 4-H burgers over there. They're staying. I'm assuming they're going to be there too. Still?
I don't believe the junior leaders is not going to be able to open per Purdue guidelines, but you know, it'll be the same people that have always been there. Okay. You know, the elephant ears, hot dogs, you know, corn dogs, all those kind of good things.
Lemon shake-ups.
Lemon shake-ups are, that's a must for any fair.
Yeah, and the bees that hang around when you go get them.
Yes, the ones that land on your drink. Yeah. Those will be there too, I'm assuming. They don't know the social distancing guidelines. So
No, and that's too bad. When we talk about the Vigo County Fair, I'm assuming you guys are already, you've kind of got this put together now. So are you already looking at next year, trying to figure out how to try to get back on some kind of normal track?
Well, you know, we're not really looking into next year yet because we'd still like to be able to plan out 2020 and go out with a bang. So we're trying to get some things for this fall lined up. We've got a great promoter that's working on some monster truck type things and kind of a four-wheel drive type deal this fall. As long as everything opens back up like we planned, we're really hopeful that we can, you know, still kind of go into 2020 or finish 2020, you know, on a good positive note. And then, you know, we'll, once we get through this fair and we get all the stress off of the next few months, then we'll start planning for 2021.
I know that it may be kind of hard to pull off the event itself. We still got to have a Fair Queen this year and that kind
of
stuff?
As of right now, we are still planning to have a Fair Queen pageant. You know, it's obviously had to be adjusted a little bit, so we encourage all those girls to still go out and try out. It's not going to be your typical year, but obviously at this point, nothing has been typical about 2020.
Amen
so
to that,
we will have a Fair Queen and Princess, so that's a good thing, and we're super excited that Claire and her team has continue to plan for that.
Jenny Hamilton with the Vigo County Fair is our guest today. Now, of course, when is the fair? We've already said it's going to be 3 days. So, which 3 days is it?
Yep. So it's going to be July 10th, 11th, and 12th. And the tractor pull usually starts about 5:30 or 6. And same thing with the concert. It's in the evening and the race as well. You can always find us on vigofair.com or look up our Facebook page. We try to keep that updated as best we can. And like I said, right now there's still so many things up in the air. We're trying to add in little bits here and there to, you know, to be able to ramp it up a little bit and per guidelines and stuff like that. So, but yeah, definitely check out our Facebook page or vigofair.com to find out more information.
Now, I'll tell you about the hours, because it used to be it was open all day long, and that's when we had a lot of the 4-H competitions and the shows and that kind of stuff for them. Well, if they're not there or they're doing it all virtually now, is there anything to do if you go there at noon? Are you guys going to be open, or are you not open until later in the afternoon now?
Well, it's probably going to be more of an afternoon type deal, especially like on Friday. Now, Saturday, we'll have the car show, and that'll usually be an all-day deal.
Right.
So I would say Saturday, and then same thing with Sunday. You know, the race will be there, and I think they always have some vendors set up and t-shirt sales, but the food will definitely be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you have no plans and you want something different, definitely come down and support our food vendors and, you know, check out the, check out all the things that we do have going on.
And if anybody would like to become a sponsor of the fair, I'm sure that you would not turn down a check if somebody would call you and say, hey.
Yes, that is correct. We would love to be able to put a sign up for you and support your business. So yeah, definitely get a hold of us. Again, you can go to vigofair.com or send us a message on Facebook, and we'd be happy to send you our sponsorship.
And this
options.
Is one of those things that's really kind of, I mean, it's hard for you guys to get through this, just like everybody else is. So if we all kind of do our own little thing to help out, and, you know, the more the merrier, so to speak, and it helps you guys, then you'll be even better for next year too.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. And we've got lots of different, I mean, we're going to have hand sanitizing stations. Obviously we have several bathroom facilities located on the property. So there'll be plenty of places to be able to wash your hands and you know, stay this, like we have 130 some acres. So if we can't social distance on 130 some acres, then I don't know who can. So we've got plenty of room for everybody to spread out and have a good time.
And the bathrooms are important too, because you can only drink so many lemon shake-ups before you need to
get rid of those. We have a whole new bathroom facility. So we're super excited that we got to update our bathroom facility. And yeah, that was a big project we did this winter, was replaced all the toilets and things like that. So that was obviously, we didn't know that was, know, going to be an issue to not have to use this year so much. But yeah, so we have a new bathroom facility. So,
well, hey, now that in and of itself makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, no tip top, but there's going to be a new bathroom.
Yes.
So,
So if anything else, you can come check out our new bathroom facility. I mean,
now, how you doing on toilet paper? You got plenty?
We are good. It may be one ply, but we're good.
Well, that's very important.
It is.
You know, we have to make that. All right.
It's better than nothing.
Okay, Vigo County Fair. It's going to happen when again?
July 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Okay, we're going to have the truck pulls.
Yep, truck and tractor pulls on Friday night, country concert featuring Dylan Snyder on Saturday, and then the World of Outlaws on Sunday.
Sounds like a good time, Jenny Hamilton, with the Vigo County Fair. Thanks for being with us today. If you missed any part of this, want to go back and go, what'd they say? Of course, it's posted for you right now on our website as a podcast. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.